When you turn on your cooker or gas appliance, the gas now mainly comes from the Kinsale gas field. But before we had natural gas in Ireland, our gas came from imported coal brought in on a special fleet of ships, as Hugh Oram now recalls.
The ships of the old Dublin Gas Company were once a familiar sight on the River Liffey, along with ships from Irish Shipping, Palgrave Murphy, the B&I line and other shipping lines, all now long since vanished. The Dublin Gaslight Company was founded in 1820 and its main task was to bring gas-powered street lighting to the city. Then, nearly 50 years later, it and four other private gas companies in Dublin were merged into the Alliance and Dublin Consumers Gas Company, which became noted for its grandiose premises on D'Elia Street, where it also had a theatre, and similar premises in Dunleary, where there was also a theatre. But the main action for the company was along the quays on the south side of the river, where coal ships from Cross Channel unloaded. By the 1880s, extensive gas-making facilities had been established, especially the gasometer at Barrow Street, which soon became an outstanding landmark on the city skyline. And for the next 100 years, gas in the city and Dunleary was provided by the company. Initially, its main wars were at the Grand Canal docks, but later its main wharfage operations were at Sir John Rogerson's Quay, because larger ships could be moored there. For many years, the gas company in Dublin imported all the coal used for gas making from Cross Channel. But during the First World War, this supply line became so tenuous that the gas company decided to go into the shipping business itself. In the fateful year of 1916, the gas company bought its first vessel, the very modest 440-ton Ardrie, which had been built in Glasgow in 1892 as the Coral. It cost the gas company the grand sum of £18,500. It was quickly followed by the slightly smaller 400-ton Braydale, also built in Glasgow as the Bessie Bar. The Ardrie docked at Sir John Rogerson's Quay, but the Braydale was small enough to use the Grand Canal locks, giving it direct access to the company's gas-making facilities. Then in 1920, the gas company made a more innovative purchase when it commissioned the 460-ton Glenageary, which was designed to access the 15-metre-long Camden Lock, giving direct access to the Grand Canal docks. And from then until 1968, the gas company had its coal depot on what is now the present-day Gallery Quay in Grand Canal Square. In time, the Glenageary became the flagship of the Dublin Gas Company's fleet of four raised quarter-deck steamers, with the others being the Glencullen, the Glencree, and lastly, from 1946, the Glenbride. The Glencree was built at the old Vickers Shipyard in Dublin and was bought in 1934. These ships were normally crewed by nearly a dozen sailors each, and the ships brought coal from Liverpool to the Grand Canal docks, a sailing time of about 17 hours. The gas company's maritime schedule meant that two of its ships were always at sea, while another was loading in Liverpool, and the final one was unloading in Dublin. The heaviest traffic, of course, was during the winter, when sea conditions were often unpleasant, to say the least. But during the summer months, when there was much less need for gas, the ships were often chartered out for other cargoes. During the economic war between Ireland and Britain in the 1930s, the gas company brought its coal from Rotterdam and used the Glencullen for this far longer voyage. During the Second World War emergency, the gas company ships were quite often strafed and bombed by the Luftwaffe, but amazingly, none of the ships were sunk and only two crew members were injured. The bravery of the crewmen on the gas company ships meant that all through that war, Dublin was kept supplied with gas, even at a reduced level, with the glimmermen a constant presence on the city streets to check that glass appliances were off when they were meant to be turned off. During the 1960s, the gas company replaced its ships with two motor vessels, the Glencullen II and the Glenbride, which lasted until gas manufacture from coal was stopped. The former ship was last heard of in Dubai in 1998, while the latter one ended up as a pontoon in Saint-Malo in northern France. One of the other unusual aspects of the shipping operation was that the onus for feeding the crewmen wasn't put on the gas company. The crewmen had to bring along their own sangers and other items of food for themselves. And the gas company continued to make gas from coal until 1968, when it converted to oil. Then came the arrival of natural gas from the newly discovered Kinsale gas field. The natural gas pipeline from there to Dublin was completed in 1983, and this put the Dublin Gas Company out of business. The old style making of gas is long since forgotten. Well, the ships involved occupy a unique place in maritime history, a remarkable piece of Irish nautical themes.
Hugh Oram.